On Tuesday, the 738-foot bulk tank ship Golden Seas was successfully towed into the port of Dutch Harbor 4 days after issuing a distress call. Now the state of Alaska and conservation groups alike are reconsidering emergency preparedness in the Aleutian Islands. The Golden Seas had lost power and went adrift 70 miles north of Adak. There was initial concern that the vessel, which was carrying approximately 500,000 gallons of fuel and oil, could run aground and cause a spill. Though the Golden Seas ultimately regained partial power, an ocean-going tug was still needed to assist the vessel and tow it to a port of refuge. The icebreaker Tor Viking had been moored in Unalaska and was able to reach the Golden Seas within a day. But usually, there aren't any ocean-going tugs in Unalaska. The Tor Viking was there under contract with Shell Oil, which is preparing for exploratory drilling in the Beaufort Sea. No dedicated rescue tugs are stationed in the Aleutians region. There is one rescue tug available in Cook Inlet on standby for tankers, and there are a few in Prince William Sound. Leslie Pearson, a member of the Aleutian Islands Risk Assessment Facilitation Team, says these could take a week to get to a distressed vessel near Adak or Atka. She says there's also one other possibility.
Your third option is Seattle, and once again, you've got, 10 to 12 days before they could even get to the location. And typically, when a situation like this occurs, you don't have that, you don't have the luxury of time.
Lack of rescue tugs has been a consistent problem in the region. In 2004, the vessel Celandang IU went aground and caused an oil spill, partially because the tugs available were not powerful enough to prevent it from running aground. Gary Folley is on-scene coordinator for the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, and he says that the Golden Seas incident could have been worse and might have substantially affected the area's fisheries.
Had the vessel grounded and spilled its fuel oil, we would have been facing a very difficult cleanup. Even, I think, a bit more so than the Celandang IU, because the area was a bit more remote.
Right now, the Aleutian Islands Risk Assessment Team is drafting a report on emergency response. The risk assessment is part of a cooperative effort between the state, the Coast Guard, and the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. Their goal is to reduce the number of accidents in the Aleutians. Right now, they are considering the possibility of maintaining a dedicated rescue tug in the Aleutians on a permanent or seasonal basis. They're also looking at the possibility of stationing an all-purpose tug in the region that could be used in case of emergencies. The problem, says Folley, is finding the resources to do this.
I think just about everyone would agree it's nice to have a rescue tug, but the question is how is it going to be funded?
According to a traffic study report by the Aleutian Islands Risk Assessment Project, more than 2,000 vessels pass through the region on an annual basis. Shauna Larson, who works with the nonprofit Pacific Environment, says that number will only increase.
Because climate change is happening so rapidly, everybody is talking about how shipping will be ramping up in Arctic waters.
A new Aleutian Islands risk assessment report should be forthcoming in the spring, the state's Folley says. In the meantime, the cargo vessel Golden Seas is undergoing repairs in Unalaska. It's expected to depart for the United Arab Emirates by the end of the week.